real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Weather here in Hawaii is rainy, but that's okay. Some people need the rain to wash their cars. They don't wash it manually. So, anyway. The thing I'd like to bring out today that I found out and kind of blew me away. The director for safety, DMV, the safety, safety checks office, the director for that office, does not know anything about automobiles. How do you become a director of automotive safety and not know anything about cars? It's just as bad as McKinley High School having an auto shop teacher that does not know how to change oil. What's up with this now? This is not a good idea. I guess that person in charge of the safety check, he claims that a crack on the windshield no longer is cause for failure of safety sticker. He doesn't say how long the crack needs to be, where the crack is, so long as it's not in the driver's vision. I thought the driver's vision is the whole windshield. I don't know. That's what is written. The same thing with the law on the dogs have to be on a leash. Folks, do you know, if you go read the law, the dogs need to be on a leash, but it doesn't say the leash has to be in the owner's hand. As long as a dog has a leash, he can run around free. He's legal. How's that for lawmaking? And Bob, you're not supposed to listen to this because it'll get you all revved up. And that's not good for your blood pressure. So, Rolling Bob, cancel that idea. Okay? Check your oil and fluids at least once a week, folks. If you don't know how to do it, learn how. Very important, because of the oil that you use, it might not be a good oil or whatever. You need to have the oils and the fluids, power steering fluids, everything full. You need to flush the power steering oil every 2 years. You got to change that oil every 2 years, okay? Brake fluids need to be changed every 2 years. And transmission fluid every 15,000 miles. If you're running regular transmission oil. Okay, so. Anyway, that's the topic. And if you have any questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 5467 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay. Ethanol again is on the topic, and everybody, well, not everybody, but 90% of the people don't like it. They want it out of the gas. Well, again, I'm going to say, folks, you got to get involved, because ethanol was put into the gas back in 2006 to replace MTBE, which is an anti-knock additive that was in the gas that is highly cancerous. So they took that out and put ethanol in to be the anti-knock additive. Now, our politicians are trying to take that out, take out the ethanol. But the question I have is, what are you going to put in to replace it? Huh? What are you going to put in to replace the anti-knock? All you boaters out there that are listening, that's using the ethanol-free gas, do you know it does not have anti-knock additive? Go check it out. It can damage your boat engine. Okay? So, it's not the ethanol that's causing all these damages. I can show you. I have 100% ethanol, and I can burn it in a glass plate and show you there is no residue, like everybody's saying. All that black stuff that jams up the injectors, the fuel pumps, and all that. It is not the ethanol that's doing this. It's the gasoline. Okay? So, put the blame on the right spot. Not ethanol. And another thing, Brazil has been on 100% ethanol for over 56 years. 56 years on 100% ethanol. How the heck they do it if ethanol is the cause of all these breaking down of fuel pumps and injectors, like a lot of mechanics claim it does? You know, mechanics should get their stuff together and get their facts straight and not just blame the ethanol. Because I can prove it to them that it's not the ethanol. It's something else that's in the gas. Okay? So, if you're having problems with ethanol, give me a call at 296-5467. 808-296-5467. The ethanol, in fact, they're supposed to have 10% in the gas. Well, just to let you know, it has never, ever, ever been 10% in the gasoline. At the most, 6%. Okay? At the least, 2%. Now, back when Linda Lingo was in office, she cut the staffing for the Weights and Measures Department. So they are left with one person. The Weights and Measures person checks the amount of gasoline that goes into your car so that you're getting the legal, you know, 1 gallon, which you're not getting today. Because nobody is checking it ever since 2006. Okay? Also, that department is supposed to be checking all those scanning machines that at the grocery store that scans all your food and makes your bill. So how do you know that is accurate? You might be paying too much. You go figure it. Okay, so check your tire pressure. A tire pressure I recommend is the max pressure on the side of the tire for better gas mileage. Another thing that's recommended for better gas mileage is K&N air filter. The letter K and the letter N. K&N air filter. They also have what is called a cold air package. That cold air package will also boost power and gas mileage. For those of you who don't have access to ethanol, mothballs also increase gas mileage. It's 5 mothballs per gallon of gas, and the balls you need to use is the old-fashioned mothballs. Old-fashioned ones, not the ones today. On the box will say old-fashioned. Okay? Having the right brake job also helps save gas mileage. Doing it not the right way, the brakes will drag, eat up your brake job, also eat up gas mileage. Wheel alignment also helps gas mileage, but the way the cars are built today, it's highly unlikely for it to go off. It's not that common like the old days. Okay? But using 92-octane gasoline, well, the so-called 92 is actually 89, is the way to get better gas mileage. And what's the difference between the 92 and the 87? It's 20 cents, folks. 10 gallons is only $2. How much is a gallon of gas? $4. Okay? And gas prices are on the way up, and it's not going to come down. It's going to keep on going up. I see it going up 10 cents overnight. So anyway, those are some of the tips to save money on gas. Good motor oil is another way. You know, it cuts friction from the motor. All of these add up. But if you're not looking into it, don't complain if your car is not getting the mileage it should. A lot of people complain and say they don't get the gas mileage like it was advertised on the window sticker. Well, the window sticker says 30 miles to the gallon city driving and 50 on the freeway. Do you know what city driving is? City driving is not stop and go and stuck in traffic. It's 35 miles an hour, steady throttle, open road, no stop and go. Freeway driving is 55 miles an hour, no traffic, open road. And that's the way to check it. Okay? Nobody can tell you what the gas mileage is going to be in traffic. Think about that. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Andy.
Aloha, George. Thank you for all that you do to promote ethanol and in our state. And I was curious, as you were explaining there about the, if they take the ethanol out of the gas, then there's no anti-knocking properties.
Right.
Okay, but then you also said that you recommend mothballs. So couldn't the oil companies put the naphthalene that the mothballs are made out of right into the gas?
It's hazardous.
Oh, naphthalene is hazardous?
Yes. Everything that's going in the gas is hazardous, but we're trying to make the gasoline burn cleaner, and the ethanol is the one that makes it burn cleaner.
Well, doesn't gasoline, because it comes from petroleum, isn't it already a clean burning material?
No.
If it's, you know, high quality, from high quality oil and
no.
It's refined well? No.
No.
Never?
No. Never.
And it will make engines knock and thing unless there's an additive.
If you don't have the octane, it will make the engines knock. And if you go and check on the later model cars today, the compression ratios are going higher.
Mm-hmm.
And it cannot handle the what is called substandard octane.
Okay, well, so oil that we drill from the ground and then we refine, they can't refine it in a way that it has a very high octane?
They can.
Okay.
They can, but they won't.
So that's more of a will than a matter of will rather than technologically. They could get produced gasoline for our cars that doesn't have any hazardous naphthalene or doesn't have ethanol in it that will run our engines just perfectly, just beautifully, right?
Not from oil. No way from oil. Because to bring up the octane, you have to use naphthalene.
I see. Well, in what way is naphthalene hazardous?
We tested it with saltwater fish,
mm-hmm.
freshwater fish, with insects, and they all die from it. See, I'm not a chemist or anything, but I try it with insects and fish. And,
right.
And they don't live. They die. But with ethanol, no problem.
Okay.
The insects don't die. The fishes don't die. They get a little woozy, but they don't die.
A little tipsy?
Yeah.
Well, how would the naphthalene get into the environment if it's in the
from the exhaust?
So the naphthalene. So even when we use mothballs, then we're putting naphthalene into the environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I recommend ethanol.
Gotcha.
The ethanol is far more superior than mothballs, and far far easier to put into the gas tank.
But over all these years, you've been recommending it because that's all we had.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, and then I also wanted to ask you, are you excited about our mayoral race now? Because since Governor Cayetano is in there, this whole issue about rail versus the alternatives is forced now to be in the news, to be covered, to be in the debates, to be part of the conversation with the people of Hawaii. Whereas if he had not entered the race, Caldwell and Carlisle could have just hidden it, kept it under wraps, not been truthful about alternatives to rail.
If you go and check who's running for mayor, you're going to find there's about 15 people running for mayor.
Oh, yeah, there's always a lot of people running for mayor, but a lot of them don't get hardly any votes.
Yeah, but you see, the Big Island, let me put you back a little bit. The Big Island, back, I don't know how many years ago, voted for this really great guy for mayor. His name was Bernard Acana.
Uh-huh.
Bernard Acana was nobody. He was standing on the corner for years with a handwritten sign, Bernard Acana for mayor.
Yep.
And finally, the people of the Big Island got so fed up, just like we are getting fed up, they just said, you know what, let's vote for him. And they did. Mm-hmm. He had no experience as a mayor, but he became Big Island's best mayor. All he did was went to the workers, the city workers, and asked what they recommend he do. That's the easiest thing. The workers know how to make it run better.
That's true. I believe that's part of Linda Lingle's success, too, on Maui when she was the mayor there.
She,
a lot of the public workers and private sector, what are the ideas from both private and public sector that we can use to make our government better?
When I talk to the business people in Maui, they got a different story.
Well, it's interesting that she was catapulted to the governor of the state from her mayoralship. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to look behind the scenes and see. For instance, if you're talking about Linda Lingle, look at Honolulu Ford. They were bounced out of Alamoana Boulevard. And who's in there now?
Cutter.
Yeah, Uncle Cutter.
And that's the Linda Lingle family.
That's right.
Although, you know, I think that Ford location right on the freeway is pretty darn good location.
No.
You don't think so?
Sales dropped like crazy.
Oh, shoot. But boy, there's a lot of people who drive by that
mm-hmm.
dealership who see it from the freeway every day.
Yeah, well, you know, people are like pigeons. They go to the same place looking for the same thing. Okay, we got to go to a break.
Take care, George.
Thanks
Aloha.
For calling. Aloha.
Sure.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
Hello, George.
Oh, you rolling?
I'm rolling, and I listened to what you said, so I'm trying to roll a little backwards.
Okay. Put it in reverse.
But I was going to say that my tip for the day is now, every time I drive past the gas station, if I got a quarter tank down, I just go fill up.
Why is that?
Because it keeps going up like 2-3 cents every day.
Hey, Bob, don't worry about it.
Everybody else cannot worry about it. And
yeah.
The second thing is,
when it hits $10 a gallon, then scream.
You know, you were talking about how the politicians don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you ran for office, and you know what it takes to run for office.
Yep.
If you can't have a job.
Yep.
You got to devote your full time, so you're a professional politician. So all you know about is being a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys that are lawyers or ex-lawyers, or they try to be part-time lawyers. And you're right. Then you get in a position, and the easiest and sensible thing to do is talk to people. But because you're in office, you think you know better than everybody else. So you don't listen to people. Or you listen to the wrong people, you know, like you don't know how to fix the road. Don't bring somebody in that knows how to do it. You know, like I would be calling those guys in California. How do you guys build your highway so fast? Come over here and show us how to do it.
No, you can't.
Right, but you can't because everybody will be like my favorite road, and they're adding one lane.
No, the union's going to get after you.
George, they've been adding one lane, the right turn lane, in Hawaii Kai for a year to add one lane where the sidewalk is, and it's still not done. I cannot believe it. It amazes me every morning. But what can I do? So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car, we'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay. Whew, I thought he was going for the hour.
Okay, we have Jim from Waikiki.
Hi, Jim.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Oh, I want to share something. I did a little experiment with mileage last year on the mainland. I drove from the coast to Wyoming. So I started off with Chevron 91 octane with ethanol. That's all we can get where I started off the drive. And that's pretty much maxed at the spec for the engine which is 27 miles a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So I get into Oregon. In Oregon, you can get Chevron 91 octane, no ethanol. So I tried that, and the mileage boosted up to 29 miles per gallon. So then I get into southeastern Idaho, and there you can get Sinclair Gas. I think it's a company that is out of Wyoming, I think. And you could get 93 octane, no ethanol, there in South Idaho and in Wyoming. Anyway, the mileage boosted up to 32 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So from 27 to 32, with not much difference in price. And I'm wondering if the ethanol they put in there, like I agree with you, that 6% number, is that corn ethanol?
That's corn.
So it's not going to work very good, is it?
Corn doesn't give you the performance as much as sugarcane.
Yeah.
But in a lab, when you test it, corn, sugarcane, they're all the same.
But in practical use, the real professionals know that sugarcane is better, right?
The sugarcane produces more power.
Yeah.
It's like the Maui onion.
Yeah.
It's Arizona onion, but they both don't taste the same.
Yeah. So they can't scientifically figure out why sugarcane ethanol is better?
No, there's no answer to that.
Okay, because I've heard you talk about that before.
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, Brazil is sugarcane ethanol. And if we make Brazil ethanol and Hawaii ethanol from Hawaiian sugarcane, the Hawaiian sugarcane will be better than Brazil.
Does our sugarcane have a higher sugar content?
We take the sugar out of the sugar, what do you call it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and again, like I said, you put the Hawaii ethanol and the Brazil ethanol in a lab, they'll both be the same, but your car will love the Hawaiian ethanol over the Brazil ethanol.
Do you know why that is?
Nope.
Because now is NASCAR going to go to sugarcane ethanol?
They are on it.
What about Indy cars?
Indy is 100% for the last 4 years.
So both of them are on sugarcane ethanol?
So is NHRA.
So, okay. So, now, do they import that from, where do they get their ethanol?
Brazil. They get it from Brazil.
Wow.
And we can make it here in Hawaii. Why aren't we making it?
I agree with you. This is, to me...
It's an idiot.
It's right. I mean, you have this tremendous resource and nobody takes advantage of it.
Yeah. I mean, we can do it and we can make jobs for the people and we can make money from this, but we're not doing it.
Well, I agree with you. I mean,
what's up with that?
Yeah, we're oil is just going to get more and more expensive.
That's right.
So, everybody I talk to that wants to listen, I tell them that story.
You know, I don't understand it. And everybody say, no, ethanol's no good. It's going to eat the rubber, burn the fuel pumps. That's a lot of BS.
Well, you have educated a lot of people, and I try to get other people to get religion, too. So, it's a good argument. It's just going to take some time to convince people.
Yeah, I have a plastic bottle at the shop, and I show people. Look at it. There's a rubber. There's everything in it that you say destroys. It's been in there for over a year.
Okay, you say you got some stock vehicle like the 27-mile-per-gallon car, mm-hmm. and you put sugarcane ethanol in it. How much is it going to boost the mileage?
It depends on the compression.
Okay.
The higher the compression, like the later model cars, the higher the gas mileage.
Okay, so you could boost it up, say, from 27 with a high compression engine from 27 to, say, 35?
Easy.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, it's going to take time to convince some of these poor souls.
That's a good word.
Okay, buddy, good talking to you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, so, I don't know. My partner, William Maloney, called in and he told me that he found it's right because he read it. Some university on the mainland is doing the study, and the higher the compression, the better the gas mileage with ethanol. So, there you go. Who's next?
Who's next is we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Okay, George, now put on your thinking cap, okay?
Okay.
You're against the rail.
Mm-hmm.
And caller Andy asked you, he was the only candidate that was against the rail, and then you brought up that, oh, there's all these other candidates, but, okay, nobody votes for him, and it is going to probably come down between Caldwell, Carlisle, and Governor Cayetano.
Mm-hmm.
But who's the one that's really against the rail that you've been against, I've been against, all of your listeners, I'm pretty sure, we're all against that rail. And if we have a candidate in Governor Cayetano, I'm just curious.
Okay, let me explain this a little more.
Yeah, and please don't tell me that, you know, pigeons and where they go and what they do.
No.
Okay.
Now, Rob, you know, and everybody out there listening know, politicians have promised us the world before. Have they delivered? Did anybody deliver? No. There's no guarantee that anybody will do what they say they're going to do. Okay? For instance, I don't want to mention names, but our former governor was against the rail. Because his statement was, and as if I can remember, was, can we afford it? Can we maintain it? And do we need it? But he signed the bill for the rail. So, I've been there, done that. I have run for mayor. I have run for governor. And it's all for the people of Hawaii. Not for myself. But because the people decided they wanted the more well-known politicians, they voted. And this is what we got today. But if they thought like the people on the Big Island and voted for Bernard O'Connor, there would be a change. And from that point on, there will always be a change. And thanks to Bernard O'Connor, they have better mayors on the Big Island. You need to break the chain. But anyway.
So, seems like we're not going to be doing that, though. So, those the popular ones are the ones that's going to be heard.
But there's no guarantee. Money buys these people.
I know, but then, like, a couple of the candidates, you know what they're doing now.
Yeah. See, but money can change people. And to find somebody that believes that money cannot change them is hard. But what the people of Hawaii needs to remember, money cannot replace Hawaii. Money cannot remove that rail once it's up. And money is what we're going to be short of. Okay? Because unless they can have the knowledge of making money for the people, it's not going to work. A good example is ethanol. Why are we bringing it in from Brazil when we can make it here? I need to know the answer to that. Why are we bringing in and spending $9 billion a year bringing in ethanol to put the 10% in the gas when we can make it here in Hawaii? What's wrong with that idea?
You mean the up to 10%?
Yeah. Whatever. And those of you that go to the restaurants, look at the lobsters you buy. It's Maine lobsters. Don't we have lobsters here in Hawaii? Come on. What's wrong with this thinking? But anyway, it's just me talking.
Okay, who's next? We have Silicone Sam on the line.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, George.
How's your silicone?
Since you mentioned me on your show last week, I thought I'd call in and introduce myself to your listeners.
Uh-huh.
I'm an Automotive 101 fan and introduced the show to my friends, Leave It Till Later, Lori and Dot3D.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our nicknames as a result from scolding from George. Lori's nickname was from a timing belt issue.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean's nickname is from a brake fluid issue.
Mm-hmm.
And my nickname arose from the overuse of silicone on my car.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the second thing is some of your listeners are in possession of unused gift certificates to Sam's Superior Massage.
And nobody used it?
two people, I think. And they are worth money. I would like to invite them to use them. But if that's not possible, my current clients would like to buy them online. So
uh-huh.
Use them or sell them, and you'll be happy either way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just from the previous phone call, George, it sounds like it's time for your massage.
Yeah, they might as well just give it to me.
It sounds like they all need to give it back to you.
Yeah.
But I know you guys are all excited about the upcoming election, but... sorry, no comment.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, so anyway, if you receive the prize, then you should use it. If you're not going to use it, then give it to me. Simple.
Or they should have...
sold it.
Not played and let somebody else win it.
Yeah, so anyway... Degreaser 2000 is the best cleaner that I recommend using for garage floors, clothes, whatever you need to get oil stains off. The Degreaser 2000 is sold by Crestec Cleaning Center. It's the best detergent to use. Also, they have a great disinfectant spray. Fantastic disinfectant spray. Sold by Crestec Cleaning Center. And they're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, two doors down towards Waikiki. I'm not saying it's in Waikiki, because somebody called and said they're looking all over Waikiki, can't find the Crestec Cleaning Center. It's not in Waikiki, it's on Kapi'olani, close to McKinley Car Wash. Gotta be specific, because Bob did that one time too, you know. Wanda, Bob,
yes.
You know, Bob's
what?
Minute.
Yeah.
What Rolling
did he
Bob.
Do? Yeah, what did he do?
He went off to look for motor oil, and because the bottle was the same color, he bought it, but it was the wrong oil. And he told me the store looked like the same color, and the bottle on the shelf was about the same color, so he bought it. So, Bob, Crestec Cleaning Center is on Kapi'olani Boulevard, close to McKinley Car Wash.
Yeah, have you been in his new store?
Nope.
Not yet?
Mm-mm. And it's not in Waikiki, Bob. It's on Kapi'olani. Ooh, I mentioned his name. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyhow, I got to talk to Tommy from Autotech. He has a boat, and he's very leery about using ethanol. And his son uses it. His wife uses it. They both like it, except Daddy's kind of leery about using it. How's that?
What does he use in his boat?
Ethanol-free gas. And I told him, you know, Tommy, it's pounding the living daylights out of your pistons, and you're going to cut it short, the life of your piston. And if you check, the ethanol-free gasoline is 20 cents, I think, higher than premium. It's really high. I thought that because they took the ethanol out, it's going to be cheaper. Go check, folks. They have a bill going through legislature to remove ethanol from gasoline because they said it's going to be cheaper if they remove ethanol from gasoline. So how come the ethanol-free gas at the pumps is higher than the ethanol gas? Does that make sense? Anyway, I don't know. And those that use ethanol in their cars, you know, I would like them to call in and let me know how you like ethanol, how much you like ethanol. You know, I can tell you for a fact, once they try it, they love it. They can't do without it. It's good stuff. Okay, who's on the line?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you been again, sir? All right. Maybe you're changing the subject a little bit. I was just going to expound on the rail again. It seems like, why would people want to believe in these guys who are promoting the rail, and of course have a lot of monetary gain, and they're going to realize big windfalls. And here's these three guys, Randy Roth, a professor, Walter Heen, a former judge, and Ben Cayetano, former governor, all these guys with nothing to gain, are saying that this is not a good deal for the public because we're going to end up paying for it while these fat cats get rich on it, and we're going to be stuck paying for it for the next 30 years.
Okay.
So I was wondering why people would even consider this project as something vital, something that we need,
okay,
when it's only vital and needed and wanted because of these guys who are pushing it down our throats so they can make their big money.
Okay, let me back this up. Let me back this up. A lot of people, including the unions, are looking at jobs. They're looking at money, work,
no job.
Okay? But what people, the main topic that people are not looking at is we live in paradise, one of the most beautiful spots in the world. Why would you want to put a rail that's off the ground, making it look like Disneyland, and making it look ugly?
Yeah.
We made Hawaii look ugly with high-rises already. Why add more?
Yep.
For the money? The money is not the issue. The money, all the money in the world will not make another Hawaii. And all the money in the world will never save a life. So people wake up, money is nothing. You got to save your home.
Yeah.
And people forget that when they build this rail, if and when they do it, they're going to shut down the freeway for years. If you think you got traffic now, wait until they shut that freeway down for years to build the rail. Because according to safety, OSHA, they cannot open lanes that is close to the rail, because if the rail construction falls over, it can kill people in cars. So they're going to shut the lanes down. Now, if the rail went out in the ocean and went around, then the freeways will never close. But it's not. It's going to go past the freeways. In fact, some points, it will go over the freeway. How long do you think it's going to take them to build it? Look at H3. It was the longest dragged out construction ever and the most expensive. People need to wake up and have common sense and look at this. That's what I'm concerned about. If you're concerned about traffic, number one, when they're building it, the traffic going to be horrendous, even worse. Number two, if you're riding the rail and you look down and the freeway is open, are you going to ride the rail tomorrow? No way. So every car you take off the freeway, another will take his place. So the rail is a lot of BS. Okay?
Yep. Hey, go stand on Punchbowl Crater and look down and see the view of the city and how congested it is and how terrible that thing is. And now you're going to try to figure out big things sneaking through that whole mess of already congested area. And then they're going to try to build more high-rises next to it to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So they can say, oh, yeah, we're going to get the ridership. But that's at the hands of all the more new development that we got to suffer through. They don't care.
That's all BS. Because go take a look at the buses. It's not packed with people.
Of course, yeah, nothing.
So, the rail is not going to be packed. Period.
No.
It's all about somebody making money.
Yep. It's going north and south. And what if you let go east to west? The fans got to go walk. So, that's a stupid
thing. The buses
thing.
Is the best way.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay, you too. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, you know, your statement, it's all about money,
mm-hmm.
is the bottom line.
Right.
So, but, you know, we're being on of the politician. I hope people realize that.
No, they don't.
Well, the thing is, I'll tell you right now, I'm for the rail. And the reason why, okay, well, let me tell you this. The rail is not going to happen. Even though I'm for the rail is not going to happen. Because, like you said, it's all about the money. And the money has already been spent. They already spent a billion dollars for this time. And last time they already spent, I don't know how many millions of dollars. So, now that all their politicians' friends and the architect firms have made their money, not doing anything but making so-called drawings and plans, they don't want to build it. If they build it, that's it. So they're going to stop it now. They got their money already. They're going to stop this stuff. That's why you think the move is to stop it now. The move is to stop it now because they don't want to build it. If they build it, that's it. So they're going to stop it now.
And do it later again.
From now, they're going to do it all over again. And we're being the pawn. That's why I'm for the rail.
Is it like that BART system they tried before?
Yep.
You know, so we already went through, this is deja vu. We went through this one time already.
No,
remember?
We went through it three times.
So they stopped it once, and on what happened to all that money we spent the first time, and second time, and now this time? You know, that's why I'm for it, because, hey, if we're going to spend money, let's do it already. I know it's expensive, and I know they're going to go over cost, but what government thing hasn't gone over cost? You tell me one thing that has.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right. Nothing has gone. So the government is going to screw it up. That's true. You're right. It's true. But the thing is, it's better to get something than nothing at all. We're getting nothing. We keep spending money and we're getting nothing at all. And the thing is, George, I have to argue the point on you. I live on that side of the island. You don't. I've seen the buses. They are full. If you look in the morning, you look in the afternoon.
You think the traffic is bad now? What about when they build it? If they do build it.
I don't argue with you. You're right again, but the thing is,
can you travel if the freeway is shut down?
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
how are you going to get to town?
You know, to me, the ideal thing is to make the tunnel, you know, that tunnel under Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be like we learned in school.
That's common sense.
A to B, the straightest line.
Yeah, common sense.
Instead of going all the way around Pearl Harbor, you go from the Kapolei Plains straight under Pearl Harbor to downtown.
That's the way.
But they're not going to do it because that makes sense.
That's right.
And besides, the Navy is not going to allow it.
Yeah.
You know, because so-called national security.
Mm-hmm.
But national security, you know, if you look at the shortest point is across the mouth of Pearl Harbor. But if you look, I tell people this. Every time you fly on the airplane, you're coming back to Oahu, look on the other side of the mouth of Pearl Harbor. You know, you see all those beach homes?
Mm-hmm.
That's Iroquois Point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the admirals and captains live.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to give that up?
Nope.
For the good of the people?
Nope.
You know, it's not military security. It's because that's where all the best beachfront homes are for the military.
Yeah.
And okay. They're not going to give it up.
We got to get to calls. We're running out of time.
Okay.
Thanks
but
for
anyway,
calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line? Wanda?
Okay, we have your favorite friend, Damien, on the line.
Hey, Dinosaur.
Hey, how are you, George? I know that you said you're going to be short on time, so I'll make this real quick. I've got an article in my hand that came out in the Star Advertiser last week. I thought you might have read it, and I didn't send it to you, but I have it here in my hand. I'm going to read the bottom and then go to the top.
Uh-huh.
Real quick. Construction will begin next year on a 130-mile spine through Central Valley, according to a plan released Tuesday by the California High Speed Rail Authority at a news conference in Sacramento. The authority had estimated the cost at $43 billion and construction to last through 2020. Above that, California planned high-speed rail between San Francisco and Los Angeles area will cost $98.5 billion.
Oh.
More than twice the previous estimate. And take until 2013, now it's going to take 13 years longer to build, to complete according to our revised business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, what nobody is willing to admit is the rail, as estimated, will cost at least twice by the time they're finished.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's done, like you say, ridership will not be at the point where it would give us a return on our investment.
That's right.
And therefore, the taxpayers of the state of Hawaii, as long as that rail is running, will forever be paying to subsidize all the riders that ride on it. If they ride on it for $2.30, we'll be paying $8
mm-hmm.
in taxes. So it's, you know, you got those that say they should and those that say they shouldn't. But if they're willing to pay for the rest of their lives for this rail that nobody will ride, that's fine. That's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had to say.
Good. Thanks, Damien.
All right, George. Bye.
Aloha. Well, said it in a short. That's it. I mean, can we afford it? I think Mufi Hanneman said that. Can we maintain it? We're talking only about the building of the rail. What about the upkeep, the maintenance of the rail, folks? Huh? And what about the shutting down of the freeway for 2 years? For 2 years, you get no use of the freeway. How many of you out there can stand it? Think about it. You know, you got to be serious on this thing. I mean, we got to stop this doing it, period. Not bring it up again. No more. Forget it. End. But they're going to keep on bringing it up, just like the ethanol. They want to end it. They want to end it. They want to end it. But what about, what are you going to put in to protect the engine from breaking the pistons? How many of these politicians know anything about cars? I know, and I'm saying it. What are you going to replace the ethanol with if you're taking the ethanol out of the gas? What are you replacing it with that will protect the pistons in the people's cars from cracking? It's called anti-knock. Okay? What are you going to do? You're going to back to the cancer-causing MTBE? Yeah. Then EPA will come in and say, hey, you got to take it out. Then we're back to square one again. Put ethanol back in. Ethanol does not damage anything, folks. And if you have doubt about it, come in and I'll show you. I'm running my vehicles on ethanol, 50 and 100%. I have no problems. I don't know. Anyway, money is nothing, folks. If money can buy you your son's life, if he gets in an accident, then money is something. Money cannot buy you life. Money cannot replace a beautiful home. So think about it, okay? We got to save Hawaii. Take care of each other. Drive carefully. Do not drink and drive. And I'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.